that may enable you to increase your income with greater safety. For free information on precious metals and a free investor information package, call Goldline at 800-827-4653. That's 800-827-4653, or visit them on the web at goldline.com.
Art the Builder Home Improvement Radio has a new time. Now you can hear all the great tips, win all the great prizes, and listen to the informative and fun home improvement banter on AM 860 WWDB from noon to 2 every Saturday. It's a new time, but we've kept everything you know and love about Art the Builder the same. So tune in from noon to 2 every Saturday for Art the Builder Home Improvement Radio at a new time on AM 860 WWDB.
Hi folks, Ray Lucia here, and you know, I can't stress it enough. You need a solid investment strategy so you can retire comfortably. Don't just take my word for it. Please listen to acclaimed economist and author Ben Stein.
That's right, Ray. I've been speaking and writing on the subject of retirement for years. There's no doubt everyone needs a retirement game plan and an investment strategy so their money will last as long as they do. Ray's Buckets of Money retirement income strategy is, in my humble opinion, one of the best and most conservative financial planning techniques I've ever seen. I've traveled the country with Ray, speaking in front of thousands of retirees and pre-retirees, and I urge you to attend an upcoming Ray Lucia Retirement Workshop or to schedule an appointment to review your retirement plan. Here's Ray to tell you more.
Call to schedule a complimentary consultation with one of my local representatives or to find out about our free financial planning workshops. Call 877-PLANNER. That's 877-PLANNER, or go to 877planner.com.
Securities through Securities America, Inc. Member NASD SIPC. Ray Lucia Representative.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, Dr. Parthenia Izzard. Dr. Izzard is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, Dr. Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning, especially to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, and good day to those of you maybe listening to a rebroadcast of the program later. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Dr. Izzard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies and related products and issues. Last Saturday, we had Dr. William Sands of the Transcendental Meditation Program of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. We discussed the yoga asana, Tadasana, the herb alfalfa, and Elise Staton discussed veggies. If you missed that show, you can go to our website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio show link, scroll down to April 15th, click on the link and download the show. If you want to call for an appointment with me, call the office at 610-660-7710. When we open the phone lines, you'll be able to call in to 610-664-4100 to speak to our guest. We have another interesting current event piece that my assistant, Darcy Davis, will share with you. Good morning,
Good
Darcy.
Good morning, Dr. Izzard. I am Darcy Davis with your current event in Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. According to the National Institutes of Health, millions of Americans suffer from an uncomfortable and often painful intestinal disorder known as irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS. Symptoms of the disorder are abdominal cramping, pain, flatulence, bloating, and changes in bowel habits. Many IBS sufferers experience constipation, diarrhea, or both extremes. IBS is a challenging condition as it can last for years and tends to reduce the quality of a sufferer's life. Since the disorder has no known cause or cure, it is often misdiagnosed as colitis, spastic colon or bowel, and even functional bowel disease. There are terms that are really inaccurate, as they are indicative of far more serious complication. For example, colitis by definition is an inflammation of the large intestine, and IBS does not cause inflammation. So physicians and health practitioners believe that the contractions in the colon that move food and waste through the intestines are abnormal, thereby causing colon to be spastic and completely blocked. They believe that IBS may be directly related to emotional conflict or stress. Now, although the disorder causes extreme discomfort and distress, it does not lead to intestinal bleeding or cancer. Some sufferers find IBS debilitating as they are afraid to participate in social events, work, or travel. Researchers have found that people with IBS have particularly sensitive, reactive colons, and that their colon responds intensely to stimuli that would not bother most people. Often, IBS sufferers report that their symptoms are mostly present after meals and during stressful times. The best way to diagnose IBS is to have a doctor or health practitioner obtain a complete medical history that includes a full descriptive list of symptoms, a physical examination, and tests. This is done to rule out organic diseases. Now, if you've been diagnosed with IBS, know that your life is not over. Diet and exercise are important in maintaining good colon health. Keeping a record of foods eaten throughout the day will help you figure out what has triggered your symptoms. The next step would be to discuss your symptoms and triggers with your physician or healthcare practitioner and have them refer you to a dietitian to aid you in establishing a balanced diet. Furthermore, eating smaller meals may assist you in controlling your symptoms as the colon is less likely to become spastic. Avoiding dairy products, wheat, caffeine, chocolate, and alcohol, which have stimulant or depressant properties, should reduce your symptoms. Now, while some sufferers control their symptoms with medications such as laxatives for constipation, antispasmodics to control cramping, and tranquilizers to relieve severe pain, there is a major concern that relying on medication will lead to drug dependency. And finally, IBS sufferers should avoid taking antacids as it reduces stomach acid, which is vital to food digestion and enables the body to maintain a healthy immune system. The best way to beat this disease is to treat the whole person, not just their symptoms. Evaluating an IBS sufferer's lifestyle is the key to managing the disease.
Thank you. I could devote a whole program to IBS, but we won't today.
Okay.
First, I would like to explain that naturopaths always believe that the body, when balanced and healthy, can heal itself. So we as naturopaths or natural healthcare practitioners never say anything is hopeless or incurable by the body. IBS symptomology is not our focus. The labels are not our focus. We test and assess through, for me, iridology and kinesiology to determine the strengths and weaknesses of the organs and organ systems, for example, and then test to see what supplementation they test strong for and make a recommendation. So the focus makes the client strong. The focus is on what makes the client strong. Depending on the degree to which the client honors the recommendations and nutritional protocol, to that extent, positive results will occur, some sooner than others. Now, some of the way a natural healthcare practitioner might approach this would be from a dietary approach as well, and coupling that with a psychosocial program of stress management. That would be the way to go. If I had to narrow it down to a list of the four most important nutrients for the symptoms, I'd say essential fatty acids because they're needed to protect the intestinal lining, L-glutamine, a major metabolic fuel for the intestinal cells. Helps to maintain the villi and the absorption of the absorption surface of the gut. A vitamin B complex needed for proper muscle tone in the gastrointestinal tract, with extra B12 needed for proper absorption of foods, proteins, synthesis, and metabolism of carbohydrates and fats, and to prevent anemia. And we prefer those as a lozenge or sublingual tablet. Okay. Thank you, Darcy. That was just as interesting as the one you shared with us last Saturday.
Thank you, Dr. Izzard.
You're welcome. Okay, our guest today represents the Bach Floral Essence Remedies Company, Nelson Bach, and her name is Denise Eaton. At the show's end, we will discuss the week's herb, astragalus, and the yoga posture, Vyuksasana, and close with Elise's morsels of wisdom related to sports and exercise. Okay. Denise Eaton is a Bach Floral Essence representative or registered practitioner. She's registered with the Dr. Edward Bach Foundation. She's been working for Nelson's for the past 7 years, coordinating and conducting workshops and speaking engagements throughout the United States and Canada. When not traveling, Denise provides consultations at the Nelson's office located in Wilmington, Massachusetts, as well as in her practice, her private practice. She resides in Reading, Massachusetts, with her husband of 23 years and their two children. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Very good. Can you start us off with some historical information about Nelson Bach, as well as the Bach Floral Essence Remedies?
Oh, absolutely. The Bach Flower Remedies are they're manufactured in London through a company called Nelson's. Dr. Bach instilled trust in this pharmacy to manufacture the bottles, when the demand got too much for him to produce them, he asked this pharmacy, which had longevity and credibility in the industry for making homeopathic remedies. The pharmacy has been around for 141 years, and to this day, going strong as far as making potencies throughout 66 countries worldwide.
Well, that's very good. Thank you for that. How many are there?
How many pharmacies?
No, I'm sorry. How many essence remedies?
Oh, the system, it consists of 38 flower remedies. Rescue remedy being, we call the 39, that's the only combination. When Dr. Bach had discovered that when treating his patients, because he was a well-known physician, that they were only dealing with the physical symptoms. These flowers represent on an emotional level. He felt that there was a correlation between emotions and the physical well-being. And with that, he actually left his practice in search for these 38 flowers that will balance emotions. He felt that disease was a result of disharmony between the soul and the personality. Basically, you know, treat the whole person, which is what homeopathy is all about. Although, he believed that healthy mind, healthy body, with the flowers, you only look at the emotional. He felt that that was a very coarse stem of what invites diseases into your body. So each flower represents a certain emotional state.
Okay, well, thank you very much. In a few, we're going to be taking a break. And I wanted to remind the listeners that they're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. And our website is www.amtherapies.com. And for appointments, you can call 610-660-7710. If you didn't hear earlier, there may be a rebroadcast of this program, at which time you'll hear this all over again, and you can go to our website to catch any other programs that you missed.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with Dr. Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, Dr. Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Dr. Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Hey, welcome back. We're talking to Denise Eaton, sorry about that, from the Bach Floral Essence Remedies Program, and I'm Dr. Izzard with Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Denise, could you give us some brief descriptions of each of the herbs or the ones that are most popular and what your experience has been with them?
Absolutely. Again, as I said, there's 38 flowers for 38 different states. The most popular one that I hear of people's what they have difficulty in is concentration, that their mind is constantly racing, which causes them not able to sleep. White chestnut would be the ideal flower for that. Some of the stronger flowers, which, you know, emotions like for anger and suspicion, would be holly. Willow is for resentment. Those of us who may be impatient is in Patium. There's 38 flowers, and the way you would determine what flower you'd need is by taking a test or just reading what's on the bottle and being true to how you feel at that moment. If you're feeling a sense of discouragement, then you would take Gentian. If you're feeling some hopelessness, then you would take Gorse. If there's some depression, bipolar, we have mustard. And these flowers are very gentle and safe to use and very subtle, which is a nice way of an alternative medicine because it's not instant, it's gradual. But, you know, it's very effective.
Okay. Well, can you explain the different formulations and when they're appropriate? Like, when would you use the spray, a cream, or tincture?
Okay. Well, Rescue Remedy is a combination. Dr. Bach, with his followers, a lot of people were stressed. That was the key word, is stressed. And Rescue Remedy is a combination of five flowers from the system, which consists of Rock Rose, Star Bethlehem, Impatien, Cherry Plum, and Clematis. There's also a Rescue Cream, which has the additional crab apple. When you use Rescue Remedy, it's for acute first aid situation, stress at that moment. You're having a confrontation. You're in a traffic jam. You feel that your anxiety level is just going to explode. That's when you would take Rescue Remedy. But when you're dealing with the other flowers, it's when it's something that may be long-term. Maybe you find yourself being a domineering person, and you know it's a great leadership quality, but you're finding yourself that people are turning away from you because you're out of control with that dominance. You would take Vine for a period of time. But Rescue Remedy is for first aid, and it comes either in an eyedropper, which you would take four drops, or a spray, which you just put two sprays directly in your mouth, or the cream that you could put on topically. There's no wrong way to take the remedies. The key is to be consistent about taking them during that time. Taking it just once may not be enough. So if I'm in a crisis situation, I'm going to take it. I could take it every 5 minutes if I have to get through, to maintain that balance, maintain control of my emotions so that I don't get that domino effect, whereas I may lash out or my emotions get away from me, that I react in a way that I may regret later down the line.
You mentioned that the Rescue Remedy is made up of several different remedies. Mm-hmm. How many can you take together?
You can combine up to seven at one time. The reason being no more than seven is because you give your body a cloudy perception. It doesn't know what emotions to handle first or to balance first. Less is better. If you specifically know what you're going through and what that emotion is and you take that flower, don't look for seven. I mean, a lot of people would call me and say, I can't find my seventh flower. You don't go looking for something that's not there. You want to balance how do you feel at the moment. Because what Dr. Bach also felt that we store. We love to store our emotions, and we're waiting to explode with all these. So we need to peel the onion. And you're taking it one layer at a time. So you ask yourself, how do I feel right now? Is this emotion something I am experiencing every day? Because if you are, it's not good because you can't possibly go forward with your daily activities with this negative states of emotions. Because he felt that we all have a true path, and we're never going to get there and be truly happy if we have all these emotions that we're storing. So one layer at a time.
Well, I know you mentioned you can't do harm with the remedies, but suppose you take a series or a couple and you missed, maybe picked the wrong one for the time. Mm-hmm. What would you do? What would you recommend to someone who feels that they've made a wrong choice of remedies?
Well, there's nothing, they only work on a positive, not a negative. So if I took Holly and I'm not in an angry state, am I going to get angry? No, it just passes through your system. It doesn't work on a negative. The best way is to, reevaluate. When you're making your mixture will last about 2.5 weeks. And then after at that point, you would reevaluate saying, I was impatient. Now I'm not. I feel I have that in control. But now this is something else has come up. Then you want to, reevaluate your mixture.
Okay, I noticed.
And the way to make a mixture is you're going to make it, Rescue Remedy is a combination of five. You can mix up to seven. You get an empty eyedropper bottle, fill it 3/4 of the way with spring water, and for each flower, you put 2 drops in that water. That way, you're not opening up 6 or 7 bottles four or five times a day. That would be a habit that would be very old, and you wouldn't be able to. You would not complete this, you know, the program. This way, it's all in one bottle, so it becomes your personal rescue remedy blend.
Okay, I know for myself, I test my clients with the remedies to determine which one they test strong for. Somebody who isn't able to test themselves, what are the ways that they determine which herbs are most appropriate for them at the time?
Well, if they can't determine on their own, by either taking the questionnaire, there's
okay,
a test that
right.
they can take. And you can also, you know, call a practitioner. You can call our line, which is, you know, our 800 number, and get a practitioner to discuss them with you as well. But the key is the questionnaire. There's a test to take. And you would, you know, look at the test. There's 38 flowers. There's 3 indications under each flower. If you check off all 3, it's a pretty strong thing that you need that flower.
I know sometimes people will just read through the list, and whichever ones they are thinking about after they've gone through the entire list, they take that as inspiration for the ones that they should select.
What I say to people too is really try not to think, because there's 38 emotions and we've all been there. That's the good thing. And I've had people checked off every single box, and I look at them and say, we need to talk. You know, you're in all these emotional states. You're not in those states at this moment. You've experienced those states, so, and they may have been last week or they may have been yesterday, but you need to say, how are you today? I'm feeling a little anxiety today. Okay, then we're going to give you some aspirin. You know, I feel impatient. We're going to give you Impatien. You know, or I feel, you know, angry. We're going to give you some holly. It's right at that moment. And if some people, if they only know one flower, just take that one. Just go with that one, because you know you're in that state, and you're gonna feel something from it. You're gonna get some balance, and then the others will surface as they come. The nice thing about this system is that it's something that you every day you can play with and balance, and that's what his whole philosophy was. If everyone could have a whole system in their home, they would balance their emotions as it comes and let it get through and not let it store. It's when we store them is when it makes it more difficult to identify.
So what is the range of experience in terms of how soon people feel positive results?
It depends on the person. I know some people, if it's acute, immediate, they feel it right away. If it's something that's been storing for 10 years, I mean, I have family members who hold grudges for 10 years. That's not going to happen overnight.
No.
Rule of thumb is you may take willow, for instance, for resentment, 1 month per year of feeling that emotion. So if I've been holding it for 10 years, it could be 10 months of taking that flower. It all depends on the individual and how deep-rooted it is.
What about their use with infants and during pregnancy for women?
Wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful because, you know, carrying babies and delivering them and the whole transition, it's such a change. And it's important that the mother maintains a very calmness. And Rescue Remedy works well during even as far as delivering, just to take that edge off. You could put the rescue cream on the belly, rub it on the pulse points, or you actually can put it in your mouth, the rescue liquid or the rescue spray. For babies, same thing, colicky or, you know, unsettled babies, you can put, you know, any of the flowers that is needed. Most likely it's Rescue Remedy. You can rub it on their feet. You can rub it on their lips. You know, put it on their pulse points. You can put it in their bottles, too. Again, it's very safe and gentle.
Now, we have a lot of people who love their pets as much as they love their children. What uses do you have for these remedies with animals and plants?
Unbelievable. I probably have about 50% of my calls is pet-related. People love their pets. But you are not going to change the temperament or the breed of the pet. So, for instance, if you have a golden retriever and you're gone all day and you come home and your retriever retrieves your shoe and you want me to change that behavior, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it because that's what the breed is. It's a retrieve. But if you have pets that have been abused who fear thunder and lightning or going to the vet or have stranger anxiety, these remedies are great. the nice thing about working with pets and with children is that there's no placebo effect with them. They don't know what they're supposed to feel. So when they receive a remedy, it's very quick and effective. It's the adults that may be skeptical because they store so much. It just takes that much longer to surface. But with pets, we get calls every day on how to balance them. We have pet charts to help them identify what the indication is, what the behavior is of the pet, and then you take that flower and what the positive outcome is. Any of these things that I'm mentioning today, if they want to call our 800 number, we can give them a book, we can give them all the questionnaires, a pet chart, a pet brochure, a whole packet, and all they need to do is call 1-800-319-9151, and they're going to be prompt to go to extension 190, which would be WWDB Radio Promotion.
Now, do you have a website that they could visit?
Yes, we do. If they go on to, the website is www.barkessences.com.
Very good. Now, how do you administer the remedies to pets?
With pets, you can, doing eye drop is difficult to get it directly in the mouth, so the spray is much more effective. But if they're taking other flowers, the spray only comes on the rescue remedy format. You would put it in their water, two drops in their water, in their food, on a tree. You can put it directly in their mouth if you can get it in there. You can rub it in their ear. You can, put it on their paw, and they'll lick it off their paw. Any way that they can get it into their system.
Now, what about plants?
Plants, the same thing, because with plants, again, it's a living organism, and it gets stressed. When I transplant a plant, I put Rescue Remedy in walnut, because walnut is good for transition. Rescue Remedy is for the stress. And it flourishes. It doesn't drop leaves or pretty much it doesn't die on me when I transplant it, where before they would get stressed, and then you may lose the plant. This way, you just add it to the water.
That is so cute. Now, you wouldn't know it, but there are a couple of people in here with me, mm-hmm. other than Darcy. And when you were talking, somebody's hand went up. Allergies. Is mm-hmm. there something that you could recommend?
That's a good question. Because, people think because these are flower remedies that, if they're allergic to, flowers, then they would have these allergy reactions. These are, there is no... Before the flower is extracted to make the tincture, there is no plant matter within, and it's before it pollinates, so there is no plant matter. So there is no allergy as far as the relationship of having any allergy agents in there to cause you to have allergies. So they're safe in that matter, too.
Okay. She's very happy. Now, what about people who may be sensitive to alcohol?
That's a touchy subject because, it is preserved in a grape brandy, which is a fruit. It's not a grain, so for those who are gluten sensitive can take these. But it is an alcohol, and he used it because he liked the flavor. He thought it was less invasive than having to use vinegar and so forth. But for those who are alcohol sensitive, when you put four drops in a large glass of water, you're really diluting it. You don't get that alcohol. You can also put it in a hot beverage, and it dissipates the alcohol about 50%. Those who are on a medication for alcoholism, like Anabuse, they cannot take these internally because that medicine makes, those for severe alcoholics on treatment to get through that, and they would cause them to be sick. So that would be my only rule of thumb to say no. But for those who just, alcohol sensitive, you're diluting it in a large glass of water. You can put it on your pulse points. You can put it in bath water and bathe with it. You can put it in massage oils if you like massages. It's complementary. It works with all different types of alternative medicines and so forth.
What recommendation do you have for those who are diabetic?
The same thing. Because it's a sugar, there in alcohol, there is a content. But you're doing the same. You're looking at it the same as an alcoholism. You would probably put it in dilute it in water, hot beverage. You're taking such small amounts, you'd have to take a real lot to get for a diabetic to feel it. My mother is diabetic, and she uses the flower remedies.
I guess they could also put it on their pulse points.
Absolutely. You can put it on your pulse points, too, and rub it, and you don't have to necessarily consume it.
Do Bach Floral Essence Remedies have a placebo effect? You mentioned that earlier. I personally think that's a wonderful thing. I want to know everybody who can convince themselves that something's going to work that isn't necessarily supposed to. I think that's a wonderful group of people to know. But anyway,
the thing I think is, when it comes to placebo effects, I mean, the mind plays as a very strong muscle of our body, and it has control of a lot of things. And the whole concept of well-being, healthy mind, healthy body. But when it comes to being the flower essence and placebo, I guess, like I said, with children and pets, it works so effectively, and they can't measure them with placebos because they don't know how they're supposed to feel. Whereas with adults, now, when I have to become a practitioner, I have to do case studies, and I chose several cases that were people that I know would be skeptic, really skeptic about this, and they were going to give me a hard time, and that's why I was challenged that I want to see if this system works against these kind of people, and it did, and it did, and I mean, all I can say is through case studies that is there a place? I don't believe so, no.
Now, what about the training programs available? Can you give us a little insight on that?
We have three levels of training to become a practitioner, and they are. You can also find that the schedule on the website. And what we do is our practitioners go through a training program, and they're all over the country, and they perform their own level ones. And then there's level twos and then level threes, depending on what, you know, how far you want to take the program. But again, if you go on to the www.bachessences.com, you can pull up their schedule. Or if you want a packet of information along with the book and you call the 800 number, then we will send you that schedule. But it's a full, they're two-day seminars. Level one goes through all the flowers, the indications, so that you'd know them well. That level two gets into more of a consulting, how to listen to people when they're saying that they're, you know, with the mixed messages, if they're saying they're angry, but is it that they're resentful or feeling sorry for themselves? I mean, it's how listening skills, role-playing. And then the third one is on the practitioner part. It's more intense about how to build your practice and all that.
Oh, very good. We're getting ready for a break, and I wanted to remind our listeners that they're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with Dr. Izzard, and this is at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. When we come back with Denise Eaton, you'll be able to call in to 610-664-4100. Again, our website is www.amtherapies.com, and we provide services related to iridology, kinesiology, reflexology for assessments, nutrition, meditation, everything that's non-invasive we involve ourselves with. That includes also psychosocial consultations. When we return, Denise will pick up where she left off, and we'll look to hear from you soon.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Dr. Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with Dr. Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, Dr. Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Okay, we're back with Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with our guest, Denise Eaton. Denise, what is the difference between aromatherapy and Bach florals? I know sometimes people get those confused.
I'm sorry, the music was still on. I didn't hear that question.
You mean you weren't sitting in the chair in my mind?
No.
What is the difference between Bach floral essence remedies and aromatherapy? Some get confused at times.
Flower remedies, it's a liquid tincture, and you take it orally, and it works on the emotions. With aromatherapy, it's more of the aroma, the sense of smell. I think the confusion is because at some points you may read some literature and they call the flower remedies also flower essences. I think it's the word essence that gets everyone confused. We're not an oil. The flower remedies are not an oil tincture, whereas the aroma is an oil base, and you have to dilute it in a carrier oil, and you very rarely would you consume that. You use it through massage, pulse points, whatever, to balance the body. It's both vibrational, it's both having to do with, you know, balancing all, you know, and treating the whole person. But flower essences, it's a liquid, you consume it, whereas aromatherapy, it's an oil.
Okay. In the literature, they talk about Nelson and the company. What makes Nelson so unique that Bach insisted on having them manufacture his products?
It was that they... it was the longevity and the credibility. Plus, the owner at the time, Ernest Ambrecht, was a pupil of Samuel Hahnemann, and Samuel Hahnemann was the founder of homeopathy. And Dr. Bach really believed in that philosophy of treating the whole person. And because at the time there wasn't too many homeopaths around, he entrusted him to make the stock bottles.
What are some of the health benefits of the remedies?
Well, the health benefits is that, you know, if you are a person who's so impatient that it's causing your body to break down and having, you know, muscle tension or twitches or maybe even ulcers and stomach viruses because of that emotional state, the emotional state is breaking down the body. So the flowers balance that state so that the body can heal on what it needs to heal, and that is to prevent the diseases. You know, a body, it's a wonderful machine, but it can't do everything all at once. So you're taking the flowers, you're balancing it so that your mind is healthy, that you're happy, which will make your body healthy.
Right. We know the impact that stress has on the body.
Absolutely.
And being able to alleviate a lot of that allows the body to do its natural healing more efficiently. What can you tell us a little bit more about Dr. Edward Bach, the person?
Yes, he was a physician, and he was a well-known physician, and he not only was he, you know, a homeopath, a bacteriologist, immunologist, pathologist. I mean, he had a very extensive scientific background. But when he was working with his patients, he felt that there was a missing link, and he was one of the doctors who discovered the seven nodes of homeopathy. So he was pretty into treating the person. But when he was treating the disease, he felt there was that missing link. They weren't treating the emotional part of it. And researching and also becoming a homeopath, he felt that that was the true way of balancing and being truly healthy is when you treat the whole person. So he left his business in search for the flowers, the alternative medicine. And why flowers? Because homeopathy, you would look at not only plant, mineral, or animal. So he looked at the plant. And he was very intuitive, very sensitive. He would go into a field of flowers, feel something from that, the vibration within that field, and experiment on himself. He was not necessarily the best of health. I mean, as a child, he was sickly, and then in his early teens, he got sick. So he used any of his health issues or diseases that he had to discover these flowers. And he would watch people. He was a really intuitive and observing, and he knew what people were going through and how they felt, and you know, the correlation between their emotional states and what they, you know, their health-wise, if they were sick because of a certain emotional state. And with all those discoveries and all those researches where he came up with the flowers.
Are there any case studies from your experience that sort of stand out in your mind that you would like to share with our listeners?
One, couple in particular, well, one I'll talk about in particular, it was done by the Alternative Therapies. And this was done back in 2003 where they took a few people and different cases and worked with the flowers. And one particular was a woman who had depression. And they did a 12-week span with her, and visiting her on the 4th week, 8th week, and 12th week, and each time adjusting her remedies according to what was surfacing. And at the end of the 12 weeks, she had felt, as you know, from the flowers, a balance where she was feeling angry, and she no longer felt the angry. She was more interested in what was going on in her life, where before the depression she wasn't. And that's a research that, again, from Alternative Therapies.
Are there any upcoming programs or events around the country that we should be aware of related to Bach Floral Essence Remedies?
I mean, events as far as, I mean, out there we have lots and lots of practitioners who are doing, you know, talks and just trade shows are out there. There's so much that the flowers are now being recognized as being a part of balancing, and it's very exciting to see that. As far as research, I know there's some dentists who are using it. We open and we welcome anybody who wants to use it in their practice to try to see if it helps in letting us know what their results are. So we have a few dentist offices now who are using it because, of course, going to the dentist is a very stressful time, and a lot of people fear that because, you know, past experiences or even present experiences to make sure that they're calm during the time that they're getting the teeth clean or whatever the case may be. I've also known there's a couple of clinics where people work with Alzheimer's or, you know, elderly people with dementia, and they're using the flowers for that as well. So and those are ongoing at this point.
I want to thank you, Denise, for all the time that you spent with us today and all the information that you shared. It's invaluable, and I'm certain our listeners appreciate it as well.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
I'm going to leave your information on our website so that people can go there and get that 800 number you gave us earlier and your web address.
Absolutely. Thank you.
When we return, we'll come back with our herb.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Dr. Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, Dr. Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Dr. Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Okay, welcome back to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with Dr. Izzard. And this is our herb segment, and today's herb is astragalus. And unlike alfalfa last weekend, there's only one part of this plant that is used for the supplementation, and it's the roots. Some of the phytochemicals are betaine, beta-cystosterol. Some of the nutrients are calcium, choline, copper, essential fatty acids, iron, magnesium, manganese, potassium, and zinc. It acts as a tonic to protect the immune system. It aids adrenal gland function and digestion. It increases metabolism, produces spontaneous sweating, promotes healing, and provides energy to combat fatigue and prolonged stress. It increases stamina. It's good for colds, flu, and immune deficiency-related problems, including AIDS, cancer, and tumors. It's effective for chronic lung weakness as well. One caution here is that it should not be taken if a fever is present. Okay, and now our yoga posture for the day. Virksasana, often referred to as the tree pose, gives a beautiful upward stretch and sense of balance. When practicing, the first part is to stand in Tadasana, which was the posture we learned about or discussed last weekend. And you want to be firm on the left leg first. Make the foot steady and stretch the leg up. Place the left hand on the hip. Bend the right leg out to the side. Hold the foot and press the sole into the top of the left inner thigh. Do not push the thigh or hip out of line. Harden the left inner thigh. Straighten the left knee. And take the right knee back in line with the right hip. Lift the hips and stretch the waist. And the chest up. Again, we're referring to the Iyengar system of yoga. The next step is to extend the arms to the sides, turn the palms up, then stretch the arms over the head. Join the palms, keeping the elbows straight. Extend the sides of the body, keep the head straight. Breathe evenly and balanced for from 20 to 30 seconds. And then with an exhalation, bring the arms and leg down. And then you repeat on the other side. When in the posture, you want to focus on stretching the arms up. Stretch the arms and fingers vertically up. Lift the sides of the body. Do not hunch the shoulders and keep the shoulder blades in. When locking the elbows, you want to press the backs of the elbows into the elbow joints and stretch the inner elbows. Again, it's a simple pose, but there's a lot to it, and it does a lot of good things for us. Dr. Shah says that it strengthens the spine, strengthens the inner ears and eyes. It improves balance, improves tone and leg muscles, strengthens the knee, and loosens the hip joints. It even strengthens the shoulders. Now, the indications for this posture would be postural deformities of the spine, mild giddiness, weakness of legs and shoulders, arthritis of joints of upper and lower extremities. All right, now, as I promised you, each week at the end of the program, we will share Elise Staton's morsels of wisdom.
Hi, Auntie Parr. It's Elise again. How are you? I'm here to talk about healthy sports. Did you ever think about those sports like biking that seemed like transportation instead of sports? I love to bike everywhere. Sports like this don't help you if you do them over and over again. Sometimes changing one small thing makes a sport affect your health. Don't you like skiing? The best thing about it is you can do it all year long. Things like football, I wouldn't say are exactly healthy. I play soccer for fun. I've actually played it from kindergarten to now in the fourth grade. It's a great sport, and it keeps me healthy, too. You know how some people say no pain, no gain? Well, 99% of doctors say that if it hurts you, you're doing it wrong. So keep playing and enjoy. I'm going to go now, so have fun. Bye.
Thank you, Elise. She's such a wonderful young lady. And I hope that gives information to parents as well as to the kinds of things that children are interested in. You're listening to WWDB AM 860, and this is Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with Parthenia Izzard. And I wanted to let you know what's going to be happening next Saturday. We're having Pamela Poitier, yes, Sydney Poitier's daughter. She's going to discuss a wellness and wholeness health retreat that she's hosting in the Bahamas. The herb will be acerola. The yoga posture is Uddiyana Hasta Padangusthasana, number one. And Elise Morsels will be sweets next week. It wasn't this week, but it will be next week. And you've been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. So our wish for you is that you be well. Okay, Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Our website is www.amtherapies.com. At the office, which is in Bala Cynwyd, in the 2 Bala Plaza Medical Building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, we offer services in iridology, kinesiology, acupressure, nutrition, meditation, reflexology. I use primarily as an assessment piece. I do not do reflexology massages, and psychological consultations. Now, with those psychological consultations, we incorporate Bach floral essence remedies, and we also do remote or video conferencing. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with what iridology is, that's where I look at the iris of your eye, and based on the markings in the various quadrants or zones of the iris, I can determine where there are strengths and weaknesses, things that may have happened in the past, things that are acutely important to address in the present, and things that might be potentially of issue in the future. With kinesiology, that is often referred to as muscle testing, where we test, and your body's response tells us if something makes you stronger or weaker. And based on that, we make our recommendations. I think most of you are familiar with acupuncture. Well, as a naturopath, we use acupressure because we do things that are non-invasive. We're not going to stick anything into you, and we're not going to take anything out of you. With nutrition, we talk in general about the person's eating habits, and then we make recommendations, often that incorporate Dr. Didamo's blood type information. We also share a protocol. I have a protocol that I like my clients to honor, which assists in their recuperation and their benefiting from whatever recommendations are given. And again, meditation is a very critical part. And we recommend that people meditate at a minimum of once a day, similar to what we discussed last week with the TM. And there are various, there are many different kinds of meditation. And depending on, you know, the discipline of the person and what the goals are, that would determine the format that you would use. Again, the psychological consultations can be done remotely. That's especially for clients that have a hard time coming into the office. They may be experiencing some type of depressive conditions or states, and it makes it hard for them to go to the doctor's office. So we do provide video conferencing or remote conferencing. Now, when people come to alternative medicine therapies, like I said, they do get that initial comprehensive visit. And to make that appointment, you can call 610-660-7710. And my secretary will make an appointment for you. And then if you want to participate in a blog at our website, go to www.amtherapies.com. That's A as in Apple, M as in Mary, T-H-E-R-A-P-I-E-S. You can find out what shows we've done, hear those shows, and experience the wellness, wholeness, and wisdom we talk about here at the site and at home. Be well.
Real estate is the largest investment that you will ever make. That's why listening to my radio show every Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB is a must. Hi, this is Anthony Palma, host of the Philadelphia Real Estate Show. The title says it all, Real Estate for Buyers, Sellers, and Investors. Don't miss the Philadelphia Real Estate Show with me, Anthony Palma, each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.